Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A tribe in southern Arizona has announced a COVID-19 incentive for vaccinated tribal members if they can prove they're fully vaccinated by mid-November. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports.
Eligible members, including minors 12 and over, who apply and have their vaccine status verified, will start to see checks in the mail by early October. As of last week, the nation reported only 48% of the tribe is fully vaccinated. But when you look solely at everyone living within the Thonathem Nation, that number increases by just 4 points. The application can be found on the Thonathem Nation's website, and it must include a copy of the person's vaccine card. An important date to keep in mind is November 19th. That's when the nation says members need to be fully vaccinated in order to qualify. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The First Americans Museum is opening its doors to the public this weekend in Oklahoma City. It celebrates and shares the history and culture of the 39 tribal nations in Oklahoma. The grand opening weekend will include entertainment, cultural demonstrations, and other activities. COVID-19 safety guidelines will be followed with timed ticketing and space for social distancing. The museum has been in the works for years. CEO James Pepper Henry says those who attend the grand opening will be among the first to experience a national treasure that will be enjoyed for decades to come. A march is planned Friday by community members to the Navajo Nation capital in Arizona to stand up for victims of abuse and missing and murdered Indigenous people. Organizers are calling on Navajo leaders to create a position in tribal government to track crimes committed on the reservation. They're seeking improved tracking and reporting so cases can be fully investigated and ready to prosecute. Organizers say it's a public event and will follow COVID-19 safety guidelines. A coronation ceremony was recently held crowning this year's Miss Navajo Nation. As Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, the pageant combines traditional and contemporary skills for the winner who becomes an ambassador for the tribe.
22-year-old Niagara Rockbridge was crowned at a virtual ceremony held at the Navajo Nation Museum in the tribal capital of Window Rock. She became the newest Miss Navajo Nation after competing in a week's worth of categories, including sheep butchering, traditional foods, interviews, traditional knowledge, and other skills. Rockbridge is from the community of Pinyon on the Arizona portion of the sprawling 27,000-square-mile reservation. She succeeds Shandine Parrish, who served an unusual 2-year term as the 2020 Miss Navajo Nation pageant was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Parrish is earning her master's degree in business at Arizona State University and expects to graduate next spring and return to work at the state treasurer's office. According to tribal officials, the role of Miss Navajo Nation is to be an ambassador of the largest sovereign nation in the U.S., as well as a role model for youth. The first Miss Navajo Nation was crowned in 1952. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Shoal Lake, 41st Nation in Canada, has clean drinking water after years of water advisories in the community, the CBC reports. The community celebrated the opening of a water treatment facility this week and the end of water advisories. Construction of the treatment facility began in 2019, and now all homes are hooked up to clean water. The First Nation is on the Ontario-Manitoba border. It has more than 600 members. The First Nation has been under drinking water advisories since the late 1990s. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.